Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
It is Steve Arterburn. Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. So glad you're with us here today. Joining me, Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hello, Dr. Jill.
Hi, Steve.
And she is the author of the book, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers is the one that seems to be attracting a lot of attention. I don't know. There seems to be a lot of need for forgiveness.
Yes, but I love the subtitle, Freedom from Hate and Hurt.
Mm.
Right? Because sometimes we get locked into situations where with our parents where it's like a love-hate situation, and we can't seem to free ourselves. So.
Yeah, that's right. Now, when we come back from the break, we've also got an amazing couple on, Randy and Monica Zachary. And if you've ever wanted to divorce your spouse or just go ahead and kill them, I think you're going to like what they have to say because they're a great couple. I was on their program and got to know them a little bit, and I said, hey, you've got to come on and let's talk. And so they'll be on. It's Randy and Monica Zachary. And they wrote a book called Broken Parts, Healed Hearts, New Starts. Pretty much says it all. And so a lot of times, you know, our story is broken parts. It all falls further apart.
Right.
And then there are just more broken hearts that never, ever get fixed. We're going to try to change that, so you stay tuned for that. But first, I want to remind you that we have an amazing set of wisdom that we're trying to help you with every single day. And today, we're going back to our 10 steps to emotional freedom. And one of the steps, now you can get all 10 of these. All you have to do is call us. The other day we did three, and we're going to do three more or two or three today. But you just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll either mail these or email them to you. But one of the steps to emotional freedom, we talk about it all the time, is relationship. And, you know, one of the most powerful or most specific verses on healing in the Bible is James 5:16. Confess your sins to one another, pray for each other that you might be healed. But human relationships, especially within the family, have a tremendous impact on our lives. And when you nurture relationships with people that lift you up, and then you are lifting them up too, it really makes a difference. And so Proverbs 3:27 says, don't withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to do so. Boy, isn't that a great, powerful verse? How many people, they know they ought to be saying something, they ought to be recognizing, acknowledging, respecting, and what do? They hold back. They don't do it. That's just one of the tips. Jill, you want to do the fifth one, or you want me to do it? I'll do it.
You go ahead.
Nourish your spiritual health. Now, it's real cliche in the Christian culture, but spending time in the Bible with Christian friends and in prayer is vital to being truly seen emotionally. And when we pour out our sorrows to God, and we've actually been in His Word, and we're using God's language to do so, makes a huge, huge difference. The sixth one is to streamline your life. But all of these, you just call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to find 10 steps to emotional freedom, we've got them right here. As I said, when we come back, a special, wonderful guest, Randy and Monica Zachary. Broken Parts, Healed Hearts, New Starts is their book. We'll have them on. If you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000 to be on the program. We're just doing one program today, so don't call us after this. We won't be here. We'll be back after this.
I have suffered and walked through the death of my grandmother and my mother, my stepmother, my son. I've lost my marriage of 30 years.
The Healing is a Choice weekend is coming up April 15th through the 17th in Denver. Anger, depression, sexual abuse, abortion, grief, and other groups help you focus on just the issue you're dealing with.
I've been stuck.
To register or to find out more, call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
So here I am, and I've had the most fabulous. Every moment has been just awesome. I wish everybody could experience what I've experienced. I'm not stuck anymore.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard.
And Steve Arterburn.
Yeah. Let's talk to Randy and Monica right now. Randy, Monica, how you guys doing?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Well, we're all right. We always love getting to do this. And we're glad that you're going to join us here today. You wouldn't exactly say that in your lives, as you picked each other to marry, that you were bumping heaven over happiness in the decision. It got pretty bad, didn't it?
Yeah.
It was about as bad as it could get, as a matter of fact, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were two adult children of alcoholics.
Perfect pair.
Perfect pair. Don't know how that works, but attracted to each other, let the chaos begin, you know?
Yeah. And so just say something about what it was like at that really dark place that somebody might be going through right now. They might say, oh, yeah, well, that's what I'm feeling or experiencing. Mm.
I'll speak from the guy's side, and then Monica can speak to her dark place. But mine was just that. We faked it for 10 years in Christian radio and youth ministry, you know, speaking every Sunday to kids and on the radio and every day and just, you know, definitely born again, definitely, you know, going to heaven, but broken. And those things hadn't been addressed. And so after 10 years of faking it, I was just done. I was just tired of faking it and had an affair, long story short. And that began, of course, what we like to say, the place of our greatest pain has become the place of our greatest victory, yada, yada, yada. But that began, I can let Monica pick up the story there.
Well, okay, so Monica, let me just interrupt for a second here.
You bet.
So you're in ministry, it's not pretty, and then he goes out and has an affair. Now, what was the, other than pain, can you remember what your immediate reaction was to that?
Well, I was devastated. Mm-hmm. My world literally came crashing down in about those seconds of him, you know, telling me over the phone that he was tired of being married to me, wasn't a good husband, I'm tired of faking it at church, and by the way, I found somebody else, and she makes me really happy. Mm. And
so what'd you do? What did you do?
Ouch.
You know what? I was so numb for days, and we were at a church that really tried to help me, and, you know, things like I didn't pray enough or I didn't have enough faith for God.
Did they really say that?
Yes. They absolutely
they really said
didn't
that.
Say that, yes. Okay. I had someone tell me that if I would have been a better wife, Randy wouldn't have left me. So we've since come to find out a pretty toxic church, you know, and my mentor told me the day before we got married, if there's one piece of advice I'd give you, it's that when you have issues come up in your marriage, that you deal with them privately and you don't tell anybody what's going on. And so, of course, I had that tucked away in my brain for years. And so that's where the faking it came in, because I really had image management issues. And, you know, I really, you know, we had the presentation. You know, my kids were perfect every Sunday. You know, we went to church, played the game, and when we got home, I was just dying. I just wanted so much to be close to Randy and to be able to share with him. I didn't even know how to be vulnerable.
Okay.
So well, and it just sounds exhausting having to fake it and then to be so isolated.
Okay.
Yes.
So he does that, and then you seek advice, and you almost probably overdosed on stupidity coming from stupid Christians saying stupid things that make you make things worse than better. And so then just tell us briefly, because we want to get to our calls, what changed? What made the difference that caused you from going to wondering if you had caused this and maybe if you prayed more? To doing something helpful?
You know, we were on a staff at a church that had 10 pastors, and one of them reached out to me and said, I want to help you through this. And he took me and really spoke into my life, and then he started a support group for women that were going through what I was going through, but we had to keep this group a secret. And when I went to my first session and I opened the door, there were five church secretaries sitting in this office waiting to begin. So there is so much power in community, I have come to find out. They taught me so much. They taught me how to be vulnerable, how to love again, how to be with other women and help walk each other through whatever it was that we were going through. It was a pretty phenomenal experience.
So, Randy, what turned it around for you?
Well, we were separated about a year trying to figure it out because, you know, I said, honestly, the affair didn't work out, go figure. But if we're going to return to what we had before, I'm not really interested. If we can't get help, and we'd grown up in a denomination where, you know, somebody wrote a book called Toxic Faith. Oh, you! And we got a hold of that, and when she read that sentence, you know, about what a toxic church is, shame-based, performance-driven, the light went on. That's the denomination we kind of had grown up in. And so no healing, no hope of healing. And when I saw her really getting healing, it changed. I said, wow, she is really getting healing. And maybe there's hope for me as a person, and maybe this love, joy, peace thing that all these Christians talk about is real. And then as we began to get individual, started going to counseling. And then as we got individual healing in our hearts, we began to have hope for our marriage.
And that's the way it ought to be. That's really the way. So it really is, it seems like, an example of God's true truth presented in the way God intended it to be, that it is truth that transforms us. It says in Romans 12, to be transformed by changing the way you think. And it sounds like you guys started thinking in different ways, and that led to a healing that, it's affected many, many other lives, and many other folks are healing. We'll get back to the story. I'm really glad you're with us. We'll talk about the book a little bit, but let's go to our calls. Jill, I'll let you pick the caller that we should go to. Just go ahead and do that.
Okay, how about Sharon?
Okay.
Wilkinsboro, North Carolina.
Sharon, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you guys for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
Oh, Lord. Really nervous. I ran across your program about a month ago, and you guys are just amazing. But I've been married this year, like 30 years. We've been separated for three. We're both very active in church. But I left because of the cheating and the pornography and the drugs and the alcohol. And I even left and moved 4 hours away and then had to move back. And he's telling me that he's changed and different, but everything points opportunity. I mean, he's still doing the same things. How do you know when to just give up? Or, you know, how do you know when to trust someone again?
Well, first of all, you're dealing with issues that really aren't the issues right now. What he says is irrelevant, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said a lot of things over your history together, so that doesn't matter. But do you have kids, by the way?
Yeah, but they're grown. Right now, okay. I have a couple of my grandchildren that I'm raising.
Okay, and, and is he a believer?
Yeah, actually, he's very active in church, sings, plays, very active in church.
And so you're okay with everybody just thinking that it's all great and he's up there and being active and everything? You think that that's a good thing? Okay. Have you ever had a discussion with any of the church leadership about, hey, my guy here is really not fit to be in front of anybody leading in any way because he's a fraud, he's a fake?
Yeah, I have. And I've had a talk with the pastor about it, and they know. It's like they preach grace in the wrong manner.
Okay, you know, and you mentioned drugs. Now, have you been going to Al-Anon or any kind of support group for people that are connected to addicted people? Have you done anything like that?
No, sir.
Do you think that might be a really good idea?
Yeah, I tell you, I'm at the point I don't know what to do.
Yeah, Sharon, okay. You sound like, you're just kind of at the end and feeling really hopeless. And, you know, we were just listening to Randy and Monica's story. And, you know, when people are hopeless, you know, they do desperate things because they don't know what else to do. I think, Steve, what you were kind of getting at is, what has your husband been doing to show you that he wants you to come back? It's not just about, I want you to come back. Of course he wants you to come back. His life is probably easier when you're there. But what has he done about the drugs and alcohol? What has he done about the pornography?
Nothing.
What has he done about the cheating?
He makes excuses, and he even blames me. He said if I hadn't left, he wouldn't have had to go to another woman. But he was doing that behind my back anyway.
Okay, so see, but just the fact that he thinks he can say things like that to you is because you've never done anything to help yourself. Now, why is that? Why haven't you found some other people who've been through what you've been through? Why haven't you sought out some good counsel? Why are you still even on a phone call with him that would blame you for anything?
And I certainly hope you're not believing him.
Well, I mean, I've stayed away from him for 3 years, but, I mean, it's as though he runs everybody else away from my life. He's very controlling, and even when I block the phone calls and try to stay away from him, he's there.
Okay, so let's hear, just let Monica, Randy, what do you guys think? When you hear this, what do you want to say here that might help?
Well, first of all, Sharon, I am so sorry that you are having to experience this, and it is hard. But the one thing I would definitely say to you is you need to have other people in your life that are helping you, that are loving on you, and that are speaking into your life just like Jill and Stephen here, you know, saying, what are you doing to get help for yourself? It really starts with you. You are responsible for you in getting your healing, and that's why you're stuck in this place.
Mm-hmm. Well, right, Monica, exactly. And Sharon, 30 years of somebody emotionally kind of beating up on you, right? You get beaten down. You need some other input. His voice is not the only voice, nor is it the correct voice. Right? And how do you know how to discern that if you're not getting any other input and you're only hearing from him?
Yeah. Oh, I went to the pastor.
Okay.
They all know his background.
Okay.
But it's like it's okay.
Which is good, but see, you need an ongoing process. See, you're wanting them to step in and do something about him. Okay. But in the meantime, it's getting support for you so that to build you up so that you can stand, you know, strong.
Mm-hmm. And Randy, you have any insight here that could help us?
Well, I just, from the guy's perspective, again, I think most guys are master manipulators. I mean, that's just a big part of what we do. And over the years, I think, you know, I think we're taught how to treat you. And I know when I saw Monica getting the healing, you know, and I began to be attracted to that because I saw her changing. And I deep down wanted to change. And I believe your husband deep down wants to change.
Right. He just doesn't know how.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So you can either say it's hopeless and you can give up, or you could wait for somebody at the church to fix him. You could feel sorry for yourself, or you could say, you know what? I have resisted doing anything different for a very long time. And when you're ready to do something different, that's where I think God steps in. That's when the healing starts.
It just became part of my being for so long that so much of the enjoyment in my life was centered on food, and I had to get away from that. I figured about the first day or so that there would be something there that would really help with the situation. I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was when I was out there in May, and couldn't be asking for better. I'm getting ready to order my third round of clothes. And I have been this low before, or lower, and everything that I lost came back and brought friends with them.
You can lose weight and keep it off for life, but it involves more than just the latest fad diet or exercise machine. If the underlying emotional, spiritual, and physiological issues aren't addressed, the weight returns. The next Lose It for Life workshop is April 29th through May 1st in Columbus, Ohio. To find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I see a different person now than I used to see.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard. Jill, of course, has written Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers. And then we've got this great couple on that I met the other day on their program, Randy and Monica Zachary. Broken hearts, healed, broken parts, healed hearts, new starts. The healing of their marriage is their book. And now we're talking. Well, Jill, we were talking at the break.
Yeah.
Pick it up from here.
Well, I just wanted to say something to Sharon. And Monica, like you said, oh, gosh, my heart just goes out to Sharon. And so many women that I have heard over the years and known who have been in similar situations where you just feel so low about yourself because you have this husband that just treats you in a way that is far from anything that's cherishing. And we look at Sharon's husband and all the things that he's doing, you know, and those are horrific things. And it's easy to kind of point to him and say, well, gosh, he needs to change all that. But really, you know, Sharon isn't doing what she's asking him to do. Sharon, even though it may be 90% his problem, she still has her 10% to deal with. And going and getting help, I mean, I love the story, Monica, that you really kind of won Randy or got his attention by you working on you.
Yeah.
Right? And so it was by attraction because you guys fell in love once, right? And so, you know, to reignite that, I mean, feelings come and go. And so to be able to turn that around is so wonderful. And it can happen in the gravest of situations.
Yep.
Right? And so, you know, the place to start is with yourself. So there's hope for Sharon. And if it doesn't come back together, well, she's still going to feel better because now she's got a community around her of support.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm going to send you a copy of, well, let me see. Let me send you their book here. I'll send you Broken Parts, Healed Hearts, New Starts. You can use their story, hopefully, as inspiration on what to do. But some of you, you're listening, and you're hearing this horrible story of mm-hmm. mistreatment, a total irresponsible, horrible
yes.
excuse for a man living like this and then having a place of service in the church. And you're thinking, that's my situation.
Mm-hmm.
But go beyond focusing on him
right.
and look at your situation. Are you doing anything? Are you doing anything different than you've always done?
Right. And Steve, that's not a natural thing for women because we view everything through our significant other, through our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever's yeah. wrong in our life, it's because of our relationship. So we do hyper-focus on the other person.
Yeah.
So we have to make a conscious effort to say, no, okay, I'm going to work on me. And women don't like to hear that.
No,
right?
They don't.
It
especially
feels
when
like, why
so
would I
hurt?
Waste my time doing that? I'm, you know.
Yeah. Well, so. Yeah. Okay. So.
But it is the way to go.
All right. So let's send her that book. Also, I'm going to give her a subscription to TV.newlife.com. Some amazing things that will help you grow. And for somebody else that hasn't gotten help in any way, well, there's a place to get to
mm-hmm.
get some help. And today there's a clip on there. Here, let's just play this. It's about a woman who lied to her husband, and she needed some help here because she realized they were in trouble. Let's listen to this from New Life Television, TV.newlife.com.
In building this trust, you have a triple braid of you, your husband, and God, not a triple braided cord of you, your husband, and deception. Satan gets really excited when we want to deceive and lie, and it becomes ingrained within us. So if you need to get some additional therapy to deal with the fear, don't feel bad about that. But that is going to be maybe your greatest tool to build trust again, is that he sees that you're not afraid of the truth, that you can be confident with the truth, even when the truth makes you uncomfortable.
All right, so that's just one of the things that we've got there on TV.newlife.com, and we have a special going on, 2-year anniversary, 10,000 subscribers, 50% off, $45 for an entire year. And we're doing new things. I did a thing today on how do you know it's God's will. I did another one on Satan's substitutes and why is it we get caught up in what Satan wants us to do rather than what God wants us to do. It's all right there. And so TV.newlife.com, you get free days, and it really can make all the difference in the world. All right, well, before we go to the next call, Monica, Randy, tell us something in your marriage ministry. Just give us a big headline of something that you think is just essential for people to understand if they want to pull a marriage back together.
Well, you know, we talk a lot about living, laughing, and loving because we didn't have any of that the first 10 years that we
mm-hmm.
were married.
You yeah.
know, we had to start at ground zero, basically. And, you know, are you authentically connected to God and then your spouse? You know, are you going deep? Are you connecting with them in a way that you've never connected before? And once Randy and I discovered that, oh, my goodness, we never wanted to go back
mm-hmm.
to
right.
what it was before.
And so what's the first step back to that kind of connection?
I think honesty is ground zero, we like to
yeah.
say. I mean, ruthless, brutal, you know, self-inventory, as it were, but honesty is ground zero. Otherwise, you're really just, you're just faking it, and you're going through the motions, and nothing's really going to change. You've got to be honest and be willing then, as you said, to reach out and get help, because we all need help. We really need each other. That verse, James 5:16, one of my favorites, and we need each other.
We'll be back after this.
Sometimes wives feel guilty when they think about investing in themselves. Sometimes the women are like, gosh, it just isn't practical, or doesn't make sense, or it costs too much. And I'm like, look at the cost you've had to carry and what you've lived with for all these years. You're worth getting that self-care.
It's an eye-opener to me, because it made me to understand what sexual addiction really is.
I had no motivation, no joy, and no insight.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues. Join Dr. Sherry Keffer June 24th through the 26th in Dallas, Texas. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I will continue to break down doors and blow up walls that get in the way of this healing process. If God is for you, who could be against you?
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep, and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. By the way, coming right up, you don't want to miss Every Man's Battle. It's this Friday. It starts this Friday in Dallas, and then April 15th in Atlanta, May 13th in Orange County. But this Friday, Every Man's Battle. Now, here's the thing. Let me just say this. So many of you men are one thing away from being God's man. There's only one thing in your life. If you took care of this one thing, you could hold your head high. You wouldn't be a fake. You wouldn't be a fraud. You would love your life. You would love your relationship with God. Go get the one thing taken care of that's preventing that from happening, from preventing you enjoying your marriage, enjoying your relationship with God, makes you feel like a fake in front of your kids. Go get a thing. There's a reason it's called Every Man's Battle. Mm-hmm. Every man has to deal with it, and we've got a great place for you to go deal with it. So do it. If you're one of these one thing guys, everything's working pretty well. But that one area is just eating your spiritual lunch. Go get it taken care of. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Be there Friday and begin a whole new life.
Mm-hmm. Shame lie to you, right?
No,
shame
absolutely.
Lies to us. We were talking about
shame
lies.
Is the big, big liar. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll let's go to the next caller. Let's talk to Charles, and then we'll talk some more with Zach and
hey,
Monica.
Charles is from San Diego.
I'm sorry, Randy and Monica. Go ahead, Charles. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Good. What's
good.
Going on?
We're great.
How
well,
can we
my
help?
Question is. My question, I have a question. I thank you guys for your radio broadcast, and I really enjoy it. I listen to it every day. But I have a question. It's been about a year or so ago, it's been a half, almost 2 years, that my wife, I committed adultery on my wife, and she found out. And She also told me that she had committed adultery against me when she did find out. And, you know, I have been to every man's battle. Paul Scott is my mentor. And, you know, it's I really been on point with my Christian life and getting back in my proper place with God and just trying to reestablish myself as a husband, a father, a friend.
You're doing all the right things, yeah. And so what's her response?
She's not forgiving at all. She says she don't know if she can forgive me.
Okay.
She's not willing to pray. She's not willing to seek counsel. So I just don't know what to do.
Okay, but you're one part of it, but the other part is she doing anything about her own character that led her down the same path? Is she involved in any? Involved in recovery, but she's not. Jill, what do you think?
Well, she's not still involved in the affairs, correct?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay, so you both had affairs. You came back together, but she's not willing to make things better?
No. Every day we're going through what happened between us, and it's been a year and a half ago.
Okay. So there was a breakdown. You know, my hunch is that she still doesn't trust you, and I know that doesn't seem fair since she's done things as well. But she's not trusting you yet. And part of it is she's not completely trustworthy. And so what, you know, one of the things is, what is it that she needs from you in order to be willing to take the next step forward?
I asked, and when I asked, she said, if I have to tell you, then it doesn't mean anything.
That's okay. And so many women, you know, make that argument. But you know what? Sometimes people, you know, you can't read minds. And we all need training. And we need to first learn what works for the other person. You know, granted, we're supposed to study our spouses, but you can't know everything. So in order for you to get to a place where you get it, she has to first tell you, to lead you down the road. And it's not exciting, but if she's holding out for exciting, she's never going to get there. She's got to start somewhere.
Well, let's see what Randy and Monica think about this situation. Why don't we start with you, Randy? Any thoughts here?
Well, I think that obviously two people have to want, you know, want healing, because otherwise, you know, we talked to a lot of couples as well, that there's just one that wants really the healing, and it's tough when both don't want it. But I'll circle back to kind of what our story, and that is you at the end of the day, you can't control her. You can't control what, you know, what she feels. You know, you can just do, and you're doing that. You're doing all that you need to do, and you need to continue to do that. And she'll be drawn back eventually. It may take a while. I know Monica gets asked from women, you know, how long is it, you know, that they can't forgive, right? And your answer always is?
Until.
Just until.
Until.
Mm-hmm.
You know, forgiveness isn't a one-time thing where you say, okay, I forgive you, it's done and over. For women, it's a process.
Absolutely.
And for me, it was a long process. And what I did with Randy was that it takes me longer to express how I'm feeling. So I sat down and I wrote a letter, and it ended up being a 4-page letter. And this is what I need to see from you in order for me to regain trust with you. And I watched like a hawk. I said, I'm giving you this letter, and I don't want to have to, you know, remind you every day that you have this counseling appointment, that you have this. You need to take responsibility here.
Right.
And
okay.
Randy stepped up to the plate because he wanted the marriage.
And here's my thought. As a man, when you step outside of marriage, then you forfeit the right to give up on the marriage, even if what you did triggers her doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could accept that and say, look, when I stepped out of marriage, I put some things into motion, might have never, ever been there if I had remained faithful. So since I did step out of the marriage, I'm going to hang in here, and I'm going to tell her whatever time it takes, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to do what I've been doing, and whatever you decide to do, whenever you decide to do it, I'm right here. And I think that kind of message to her, it kind of makes her feel like, well, now she doesn't have to come up to some standard, which she feels like she missed the standard to begin with, and that's why you had the affair. So mm-hmm. you're kind of freeing her up to get well, to take whatever time, and you're saying to her, my commitment to you now is stronger than when I made that commitment and that vow to you when we got married. And you're showing her that your vow that you broke, your commitment today, is means much, much more than the vow that you did not fulfill. I'm
right.
sending you a copy of Worthy of Her Trust.
Perfect.
I think that will be great for you in developing your plan. But if you'll commit... You have that already? Okay, well, let me send you the 12 laws of life recovery, because that's going to tell you 12 things that if you will do them, it will produce a fantastic transformational result in your life. That's the 12 laws of life recovery. So you hold on. I'll get those to you.
And I just want to say, Charles, I just want to emphasize, do not give up. Because even though she says she's not willing, it sounds like she's still there. And women often protest and push away, but they're watching. That doesn't mean she won't come back.
Well, how many people are married to a woman who said, I don't want to date you, I don't like you, I'm not attracted to you, I don't have anything to do with you? And then, you know, so at some point you have to say, well, wait a second, maybe what she's trying to determine here is, am I willing to pursue her at all costs?
Right.
And that's why I say, take off the table the option that you might leave if she doesn't get her act together.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, then you can truly see what the response. And I think, you know, down inside, below and underneath all that hurt, there's a woman who really wants to have a great relationship with you. But, man, you've devastated her. And then she went out and she did the same thing. See, but she'd be saying, well, if you hadn't done that, I would have never done this. And so she can just justify...
She just needed to validate herself.
Yeah.
It feels so devaluing to have someone cheat on you.
Yep. All right. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. And I'm glad that you called. But anybody needing help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And anybody that can support this ministry, same number, or go to newlife.com.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Let me read something to you here. It's from our marriage weekend. Now listen to this desperate person. My husband and I, entering the 20th year of marriage, no connection, no intimacy, no hope. We have kids with special needs, so our prospects for marriage survival were bleak. Of course, most people know 90% of parents like us divorce. Well, the weekend was a time where we could look back and say, that's when it all changed. It was like scales were removed from our eyes as the truth was revealed about the real source of our problems. We were taught things that gave us hope for our future. We're leaving the workshop with hope and practical tools for communication, new friends, new resources, and joy. We are determined that with the Lord and the resources we have, we'll be a special needs family that survives intact. Now that's what we want to see happen. And if you need some help, you call us and get involved in that Marriage Solution Weekend. And that weekend is coming up April the 15th, right alongside Healing is a Choice. We would love for you to be part of that. And let me also say this. The only way any of this happens, our radio program, these workshops, is if you come and join us, Club New Life, or support us with a one-time gift. And Club New Life is at an all-time low, $20.16 a month for 2016. And we'll send you a bundle of things to say thank you. You'll love it, including a towel and mugs. And it's wonderful. Go online, newlife.com, or call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Okay, go to our final caller. And who is that going to be, Jill?
Sue from Washington, D.C.
All right. Sue, are you there?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Always talk about the structured separation, and I am very curious to know what that looks like and how you set it up and what that's all about.
All right. And why are you asking? Just curious.
Because I feel we've done everything, and it seems like my husband wants to have his cake and eat it, too.
Uh-huh.
And I just feel I'm not willing to do that.
Okay.
I'm not willing to go along with his program.
Okay. When you say you've done everything, what have you done that you say is everything?
We've come to many of your programs. We've tried counseling. He walked out of it, but, you know, we tried Imago therapy. And basically, what he wants is to have his home life and have his separate life.
Now, did you go to a marriage solution weekend with New Life?
Yes.
And when did you go?
I guess a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
And then we went to Healing is a Choice. We went to How You Love. We
nothing has helped.
Pardon me?
No, and nothing has helped. He hasn't responded to anything.
No, and finally, I just got to the bottom of, you know, what. When you say you're sorry, what are you sorry for? And the sorry is because I am this way, and this is the way I like my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you know,
me.
Yeah. What we're looking for is life change, not not sorry for the consequences. So, I'll just, you know, the structured separation is a separation with an agenda, and mm-hmm. usually it's suggested. When couples find that being together is so volatile or irritating or whatever that it gets worse as they're together. So they need to have a structured separation where they're getting help, they're moving forward, but they're giving each other a little bit of space because it's been determined that if they don't, they, you know, they may kill each other, or it's just going to get worse and worse. In your case, your husband, he's been exposed to all this stuff, and he refuses to surrender to a different way of doing mm-hmm. everything. And so until there is that willingness to surrender, then you have no hope. So it doesn't matter what he says. You don't want to hear him say he's sorry. I mean, if he said to me right, if he said to you right now, "I'm really sorry," then you would want to say, I could care less whether or not you're sorry. What I want is I want to see us save this marriage. And being sorry and saving a marriage, well, that's two very, very different things. Jill,
right.
Your thoughts?
Well, and so I agree, Steve, with what you said about the structured separation. I mean, that's an intervention for healing when both people are willing. But this is about, Sue, about you having to decide what you're willing to accept and not willing to accept. What works for you, what doesn't work for you. And, you know, being his kind of home base, you know, being like he's leaving home, but he's still leaving his things in the garage. You know, that's just a convenience for him. Makes his life easier. So you're kind of like the mom or the family in his life. And then he goes out and has a relationship with other people. That's kind of a raw deal for you. So you have to decide, am I willing to do that or not? And then, you know, when you decide that, then you can decide what's the next step.
No, I have decided I'm not.
Okay.
I just don't know what to do next. And I thought the structured separation was the answer. So I really don't know what to do next because I am ready to take that next step.
Okay. You know, so it would
not be the base camp or the mom.
Right. So it would be to let him know that this doesn't work for you. He's telling you what he wants, and you're telling him what you want. This doesn't work for me. I would like to have a relationship with you and only you.
So what do I do next after I tell him that?
Okay, you know, so the arrangement can't continue this way, right? So you have to ask him to leave. So, you know, I would like you to leave if you're not willing to be committed to our marriage and take steps towards working on it.
Yeah. All right. Let's hear finally from Randy and Monica. Any thoughts on this? Were the guys not willing to budge?
Well, you know, I went through a little bit of that with Randy. He did not want to budge. And so this is where my counseling came in and the support group, and I would go to them and I would talk, and I had to be strong and I had to set boundaries. And there was even a point where I changed the locks on the house.
Okay.
Because I said, this is how it's going to be. I'm not going to put up with it anymore.
Okay. So there it is. Randy, and that had a tremendous impact on you then, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, we had a very unstructured separation, not knowing what we're doing. And then when she began to lay down the boundaries as she got healing, and I saw the health on her side of the fence, men want that. Again, we get back to men want that, but they don't know that they don't know what they don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So, right here,
I can shut him out.
Well, here's what I think. I think you need to get involved with a counselor who mm-hmm. will help you develop a really good strategy of you saying, "I'm done with living the way it is. The status quo is not going to be anymore." I wish we had more time. But I'll send you their book. I'll send you Broken Parts, Healed Hearts, New Starts. And Randy, Monica, thank you for being on with us.
Yes, wonderful having you.
Appreciate all you do. I love being on your program. And we just hope for the best for you two.
Well, thank you for having us. It has been just a dream come true for us.
Yeah, we've listened to you for years, and you've been a big part of the healing of our marriage and our hearts. So we're honored to be a part.
Well, God bless you, and anybody else. You know, if you want a copy of this book, just call us. It's Broken Parts, Healed Hearts, New Starts. And if there's any way that you could support this ministry, please do. Pray for us. We love it when people pray and commit to praying for us, because that is going to turn things around. But we want to be there for you. Check out a counselor in your area, the workshops that we do. We want to see your life transformed. That's our 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com.
Thanks for listening.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.